Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an FX chain in Ableton Live 12 that gives your jungle and old-school DNB ideas that smoky warehouse vibe. Think damp concrete, late-night sound system pressure, ragga attitude, and echoes bouncing around a dark room at 3 a.m. This is not about making everything huge and shiny. It's about controlled decay, selective dirt, and movement that feels musical. We want the ambience to sit behind the drums and bass, not smear over them. If you've got ragga vocal chops, siren stabs, dub hits, break edits, horn shots, or little atmosphere layers, this chain is going to make them feel like they belong in a proper old-school rave. We're going to build this using stock Ableton devices, so you can use it in any project without needing third-party plugins. First, a quick mindset note. Treat the FX return like an instrument. Don't just send audio into it and leave it there. Play it, automate it, mute it, pro one word into it at the end of a phrase and let the tail answer back. That's where the character lives. Start with a source that already has some attitude. This chain works best on things like a ragga phrase, a rim shot, a short stab, a snare accent, or a dub style impact. If your sound is too clean and polished, the chain will still work, but it won't feel as authentic. Smoky warehouse processing likes a bit of roughness. Now create a return track in Ableton and give it a clear name, something like Warehouse Dub FX. Using a return is usually better than inserting the effect chain directly on the source, because it lets you feed multiple elements into the same vibe, and it keeps your dry drums punchy, while the atmosphere sits behind them. Set the return to fully wet if you're using it as a send effect. The first device in the chain is EQ8. This is where we shape the tone before the space and delay start doing their thing. Put in a high-pass filter somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz to clean out low-end mud. On a DNB return, you often want to be even more aggressive if needed. Then add a low-pass around 8 to 12 kHz to remove the brittle top end and make the whole thing feel older and darker. If the sound is boxy, dip a little around 300 to 600 Hz. That band can really build up fast in warehouse-style ambience. The reason we do this first is simple. Old-school dub and jungle FX are often band-limited. They don't sound pristine. They sound like they've been through time, speakers, tape, and air. That darkness is part of the vibe. Next, add some saturation. You can use saturator, roar, or drum bus depending on the source. If you want something simple and reliable, go with saturator. Try around 2 to 6 dB of drive, turn soft clip on, and then level match the output. That gives you warmth and density without blowing the sound apart. If you want a more modern, gritty harmonic character, roar can work really nicely, but keep it subtle. On a send, less is usually more. If the source is percussion heavy, drum bus can add nice edge and crunch, but be careful with the boom control unless you specifically want extra thump. The goal here is not destruction. We're adding smoke, not setting the room on fire. You want the sound to feel warmed up, aged, and a little rough around the edges. Now comes the heart of the chain. Echo. This is where the dub pressure lives. Put echo after the saturation. Sync the time to your project tempo and try values like 1/8, 3/16, or 1/4 dotted. Those are especially useful for vocal stabs and rhythmic throws. Keep feedback around 20-45% for a controlled tail, and if this is a return track, set the wet amount to 100%. Then shape the delay tone. High pass the echo around 200-400 Hz, so it doesn't clutter the low end, and low-pass it around 4 to 8 kHz to keep it dark and smoky. Add a small amount of modulation if you want movement, and use age or wobble gently for that worn, hardware-like instability. A little bit of noise can also help if you want tape character. For DNB, some really useful delay timings are 1/8 dotted for vocal phrases, 1/4 for broader atmospheric throws, and ping-pong when you want width. Just be careful with ping-pong on anything low-mid-heavy, because it can start to blur the groove fast. A classic move here is to automate send levels or feedback only on certain words or hits. For example, let a ragga phrase like come again shoot into the echo, or hit the last snare of a bar and let the tail speak for a moment. That's pure jungle language right there. After echo, add reverb or hybrid reverb for the warehouse space. Start with a decay somewhere around 1.8 to 4.5 seconds, a pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds, and a medium to large size. Keep the diffusion fairly high, but not so high that everything turns into a blur. Use a low cut around 200 to 400 Hz and a high cut around 5 to 9 kHz. You want the reverb to feel big and dark, not bright and glossy. If you use hybrid reverb, you can combine a room or convolution style with a lush tail, which can sound amazing for a warehouse vibe. The important thing is to keep the reflections and tail darker than the dry source. We're not trying to make EDM sparkle. We're building atmosphere that sits deep in the mix. One thing to remember, jungle depends on rhythmic clarity, even when it's atmospheric. So don't let the reverb wash over the breaks and smear the bass. The space should support the groove, not hide it. Next, add auto filter. This is where the chain starts to breathe. Put it after the reverb and set it to a low-pass filter. Add a little drive if you want some extra edge, then use the LFO subtly. Try rates like half notes, 1 bar or 2 bars for slow movement. Keep the amount low to medium and resonance moderate. The idea is to make the effects feel alive, not seasick. This device is great for slow dark sweeps into a drop, breathing ambience under the drums, or controlled throws at the end of phrases. A really good trick is to automate the cutoff so it opens slightly before a fill, then closes back down after the drop. That kind of motion makes the whole thing feel very sound system and very warehouse. Finish with utility. This is your stereo control and cleanup stage. Keep the width around 80 to 120% depending on how wide you want the return to feel. Since this is a return track, you should already be avoiding sending too much low-end content into it, but utility is still useful for keeping the image solid and controlled. Use gain to compensate if the chain is too loud or too quiet. If you want extra old-school grime, you can add an optional texture layer near the end. Redux is great for subtle bit reduction or sample rate reduction. Use it very lightly, especially on vocal stabs or one-shot effects. Grain delay can also create some really wild jungle atmospheres if you keep the dry/wet low and the filter dark. This is where you can get that slightly broken pirate radio flavor without losing the musicality. Now, once the chain is built, wrap it in an audio effect rack and map some macros. This is where the workflow gets powerful. For example, you could map one macro to smoke, which controls saturation and low-pass cutoff. Another could be space, link to reverb decay and send amount. Dubs could control delay feedback. Wobble could move the modulation depth or filter LFO. Grime could affect saturation drive or redux amount. Width could control the utility width. Tone could shape the high cut. And throw could be your momentary lift for feedback or send boosts. That makes the rack much more playable. You can jam it live, automate it across sections, or use it to create variation in a 16-bar arrangement without constantly rebuilding the chain. Let's talk arrangement, because this is where the effect really earns its keep. In the intro, keep things dark and distant, maybe a low-level ragga vocal send, a filtered delay tail, and minimal drums. In the build, increase the send amount on a vocal chop or horn stab, slowly open the filter, and keep the delay from getting too long as the drums become more active. In the drop, reduce the reverb on the main groove elements and use the chain more sparingly, maybe only on the last snare of every 4 or 8 bars. Then in the breakdown, open it back up, push more into the warehouse chain, automate feedback and cutoff, and let the tails become part of the atmosphere. That contrast is what keeps the mix from turning into fog. Too much ambience all the time just flattens the track. The magic happens when you use the effects as punctuation. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, too much low end in the return. If the reverb and delay are bloating the sub-region, the whole tune will feel muddy. High pass the return aggressively enough. Indeed, NB 150 to 250 Hz is often completely reasonable for a send. Second, making it too bright. Warehouse vibe is not sparkling. Use darker filtering and age top end. Third, too much feedback. Dub delays can take over very fast, so automate them instead of leaving them maxed out. Fourth, overusing stereo widening. Keep the return wide, but check mono compatibility and avoid bloated low mids. And fifth, don't put this kind of chain on the master. Keep it on returns or specific sends so your dry core stays strong. Here are a few pro moves to take it further. One is to run two parallel returns. Make one a short dirty echo return and the other a long warehouse reverb return. That gives you separate control over rhythm and haze. Another is to sidechain the return with a compressor keyed from the kick or drum bus. You don't want pumping, just subtle ducking so the ambience sits behind the beat. Another strong move is to filter into the drop. Roll the low pass down before the drop, then snap it open slightly on the downbeat. That contrast makes the drop hit harder. Resampling is also huge in jungle. Print a few bars of the return, then chop the tail into reverse swells, stutters, tape stop style edits, or impact layers. That's a very authentic old school workflow. You can also use the effect chain as a phrase tool instead of a constant wash. Send only selected hits from the break, like snare rolls, ghost hats, vocal punctuations, or percussion accents. Not every hit needs the same amount of ambience. Think in layers of depth, dry drums and bass up front, delayed dark effects in the middle, and washed atmosphere in the back. If everything sits at the same distance, the room illusion disappears. Here's a quick practice exercise. Pick a rag of vocal chop, a rim shot, a short synth stab, or a siren hit. Build a return with EQ8, saturator, echo, reverb, auto filter, and utility. High pass at 150 Hz or higher. Keep it dark. Use one sync delay time, like 1/8 dotted. Automate the filter cutoff over 8 bars. Then create one moment where the feedback rises briefly for a dub throw. Bounce it, resample it, and chop it into 3 usable effects fills. If it doesn't sound like it belongs in a smoky jungle rave, make it darker, a bit grittier, slightly tighter, and less washed out.